I was chatting to Loz off air and I was wondering why it was so hard to find a winner at Rosehill Gardens on the weekend. Brad Davidson might have the reasons. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It was a pretty tough day out there for punters, wasn't it? There were many, many horses starting sort of $2.50 and under, and really there wasn't much joy at all, apart from Kappa Jack in the last. There wasn't much to cheer about for the punters on the weekend.
I'll tell you what, the punters weren't cheering, but Nick Moraitis would have been happy with Destiny's Kiss winning.
Yeah, you're right, absolutely. I think it's probably fair to say Yogi probably should have won the race, but Destiny's Kiss, he's been an absolute ripper, hasn't he, for a number of seasons. A rising 11-year-old now and almost $1.6 million in prize money earnings. He won his second Winter Cup there at Rosehill on Saturday, 6 years after winning his first. So he's been a tremendous horse. Really holds a soft spot in Joe Pride's heart, doesn't he? And he's not the biggest horse in the stable. He's probably the smallest, actually. He's only a small horse, but he carries weight well, and he's just an absolute ripper. And look, I didn't think he'd be in the finish there on the weekend. I thought he might have been going a length or two below his best at his age now, but he pulled out all stops and was too good there in the Winter Cup. Although, yeah, if you back Yogi, you probably needed a... needed a lie down afterwards.
Yeah, anything in the stewards report there, Brad? He just missed the start. It was that simple, was it?
Yeah, he's going to miss the start and get a bit of a checkered path, I'd say, down the straight, was fair to say. He just needed to get going and couldn't quite at a few stages there, and then dived on the line and just missed. I think Darren Flindell even said in the call at about the 200-metre mark, he's just too far back, he can't win. And he really flashed that last little bit, but... unfortunately for those who backed him, just missed out there in a photo.
Yeah, we've got the last of the group ones this weekend, mate.
Yeah, that's Tiara. Yeah, the last of the season. So looking forward to for that, of course. It should be a really good race for the mares. And, looking back at Eagle Farm, of course. And a good day out at Ipswich there for the Ipswich Cup on the weekend. And, it's a pretty good field coming together. So obviously the nominations are out this week, and we said on the show last week, we do like one. Just waiting for the bookies to go up with the price there this week, and hopefully we'll be able to reveal that on the show the next coming day. Should be a double-figure odds as well.
Yeah, well, it's going to be Godolphin versus Waller, but it only takes one horse, doesn't it, from one trainer to upset the apple cart there. But Godolphin certainly got the first two favourites, haven't they? Pahuta Kawa and Savatiano?
Yeah, exactly right. And I think they've got the Multaja there as well. So
yep, Multaja.
You're right, it's normally Godolphin and V Waller. But the great thing about these mares races is they're so even right across the board. We see time and time again in the big group ones in Sydney, and right throughout Melbourne as well, and Queensland. When the mares clash, there's generally about two lengths between about eight of them across the line. So they're very, very even, and I'm sure the Tastiara is shaping up that way as well.
Yeah, there's also another good race on the program on Saturday up there in Queensland.
Yeah, the Hilly Stakes is promising to be a really good race up there this weekend. Obviously, we heard news a week ago that Victorian's going to head there before heading for a break. And then I was just checking on social media before coming on this morning, and the luckless Brave Song's also heading that way. I think Key List is going to be in that race, and a couple of other pretty nice horses as well. So I made the comment after Brave Song was narrowly beaten last, and I think it's fair to say if that horse had drawn gates at all three starts, his preparation, he'd be 3 from 3 and not luckless placing. He's just had to get too far back from wide gates. I know he gets back in the ruck anyway, but he's drawn wide, wide and wide, and it just means he's had to go back an extra length or two, and his sectionals have been absolutely outstanding, and I think he's a horse that, if he made the Stradbroke field, he would have been very, very competitive there as well. So looking forward to seeing that clash in particular. Victorian's absolutely flying, but Brave Song, I think he's going about as good as any horse around the country at the moment. He's absolutely airborne.
That's on the weekend. What about today, mate? They're racing at Albury.
Yeah, a bit of a wet track there, of course. I think expecting fine conditions down there today, but pretty cold. But race 3, number 6, Wicker, I thought was the best there. No luck at all at Wagga last time out. She finished 6th, but I think it's fair to say if you watch the replay, she should have at least been right in the finish there, 2nd or 3rd, if not winning the race. So just got held up at a critical stage. She won prior to that as well, and she seems to be developing a little bit of consistency now in her racing. So I think she's the way to go. I did think Smart Promise would be hard to beat as well, but I saw last night, I think it was 2.10 into $1.60 already, so he might let that go around at the short odds and just make it race 3. Number 6, Wicker, the one for Albury there today.
Good on you, Brad. Thanks for that.